Okay, so I got a scenario for you. Your significant other catches you in the kitchen one morning. You're wearing like mismatched pajamas. Your hair is sticking up in all directions. You haven't even brushed your teeth yet, okay? And they pick up their phone and they take a picture of you and they make it their home screen.
Oh, no.
And you hate it. And you think you look unattractive, awful. Why? Why would they make that their home screen? Why did they take that picture? Why didn't they wait until you'd put yourself together? It's not a joke. It's just that they love that look on you. The part that people don't get to see. The parts that you may not like. They look at you with love and it colors everything. That's why your partner has pictures of you like that. The ones you don't approve of. The ones you see like, oh, why did you take that one? It's beautiful. That's why. You are imperfect and that is the most gorgeous, gorgeous thing. I hope you can look at your photos with a loving heart. Don't pick yourself apart in them. I was thinking about this yesterday because Google will bring up photos every now and then. And I was just thinking about how big my kids are getting. And I wished I had more pictures of me like changing my kids' diapers, you know, of me sleeping with my mouth open with a toddler next to me. You know, we pose and we dress up on Easter and Christmas and we line up on the front porch and we take a photo. And those are beautiful moments. But all the other pictures are the story of your life. And if we're years down the road, those are the ones that are going to evoke memories in you. You're going to see those photos and you're going to remember that moment, that feeling, that time of your life where things looked this way. So I hope you allow it, that you embrace it. Friends, family members, the love of your life, look at yourself the way that they do.